In May of 2014, Lake Louisville was 8 feet below full. Oh, how things have changed.
We're actually 15 feet higher than we were at the same time last year.
You heard him right. From 8 feet down to 7 feet up. Brian Horn is general manager at Pier 121 Marina. An overflowing lake is exciting for boaters who were sick of running aground last summer. For employees at Pier 121, a swollen lake means some challenges.
I mean, half of our parking lot's underwater. And we've had to build an additional 200 feet of walkway just to be able to get our members into the marina.
The walkway Horn is describing is actually a floating footpath that snakes across what used to be a large parking lot.
And right now we're getting ready to walk on water.
Reserve parking spots are underwater, fire hydrants are submerged, and the newly painted pillars the marina is so proud of are only impressing the fish. Once the water recedes, there will definitely be cleanup and repairs. Even so, Horn isn't complaining.
I would much rather have the rain compared to the drought.
The drought was a doozy. Parts of North Texas have been cracked and dry since 2011. Wichita Falls was so parched, the city started converting wastewater to drinking water last year. The program earned an unfortunate nickname, Toilet to Tap. Even in Wichita Falls, there's been a dramatic turnaround. Lake Arrowhead has risen almost 10 feet in 10 days. It's now just 10 feet below capacity. Here's Daniel Huckabee with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth.
Wichita Falls has been one of the areas that's been hit the worst with this drought over the last few years. But just in the last few weeks, they've nearly doubled their water storage.
Huckabee says meteorologists were keeping an eye on El Nino, hoping for a wet spring. Mother Nature was a little late to the party.
It was looking a bit dicey as we headed into spring with still the deficits, but it's been a really rapid change, and really the spring rainfall has been the best case scenario for North Texas.
And the rain totals prove it. So far this year, the Dallas-Fort Worth area is at least 5 inches above normal. Corsicana got 11 inches in just 2 days, and there's no end in sight. Storms are in the forecast every day for the next couple weeks.
One thing's for certain is that we have the least extent of drought in the state of Texas that we've had since late 2010 when this multi-year drought began.
And boaters on Lake Louisville can feel the difference. Corrine Gowan was thrilled to spend a day on the water.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. I love seeing all this water. I actually feel like I'm in the ocean right now.
Her VIP parking spot is flooded out, and she has to tiptoe across a 50-yard floating dock to get to her slip. But Gowan says that's all part of the fun.
I think the walkway has just enhanced the whole thing, and driving up to our new little lake. We have a new lake out here now.
And with more rain on the way, the parking lot lake on the shores of Lake Louisville might be around for a while. Courtney Collins, KERA News.